ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today's lecture will be called Glorious Tests.
Današnja lekcija ima naziv Slavni testovi.
I will read to you a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam and then comment it.
Pročitat ću vam stih iz Srimad Bhagavatam i nakon toga ćemo to prokomentarisati.
Eša dānavadaityānam agrani kirtivadanaha ajaisit ajayam mayam siddhanapi namuyati. Bali Maharaj has become the most famous among the demons and non-believers, for in spite of being bereft of all material opulences, he is fixed in his devotional service.
Prelud. Bali Maharaj je postao najslavniji među svim demonima i nevernicima, uprkos tome što je izgubio sva materijalna obilja, uvijek je bio potpuno fiksiran u svoje predano služenje. Šrimad Bhagavatam 8.22.28. Smisla Šrila Prabhupada. U ovom stihu reči Sida Napina Mukhyati su veoma važne. Bhakta se ponekad stavlja u stavlja u različite situacije da bi izvršavao svoje predano služenje. Pri tome svako može jadikovati ili postati uznemiren u različitoj situaciji u kojoj služi gospodina, ali milošću svevišnje božanske ličnosti, bhakta, iako se može naći u najgorim uslovima, može razumjeti da ono kroz što on prolazi je jednostavno težak test od strane svevišnjeg gospodina. Bali Maharaj prošao je kroz takve ispite i testove i to se objašnjava u sljedećim narednim stihovima.
Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Today I would like to address mostly practicing devotees of Krishna by trying to give them some help how to deal with the difficult moments in our spiritual development.
Ono što danas želim da uradim, to je da se obratim onim bhaktama koji praktikuju duhovni život, tako da bih mogao da vam kažem neke pojente koje vam mogu olakšati trenutke kada se nalazite u teškoćama u okviru duhovnog života.
This verse is about a very great transcendentalist, Bali Maharaj, who remained fixed in his devotional service although the circumstances were extremely trying.
I ovaj stih govori o veoma poznatom Bhakti Bali Maharaju koji uprkos veoma teškim situacijama kojima se nalazio jednostavno uvek ustao da nastavi dalje sa svojim predanim službama.
The circumstances were that the Lord had personally appeared before Bali Maharaj and asked him for a charity of 3 steps of land.
Okolnosti u kojima se našao Bali Maharaj su upravo takve da se svevišnji gospodin pojavio lično ispred njega i tražio milostinju da mu da u obliku 3 koraka zemlje.
Bali Maharaj had asked, why only 3 steps of land? I'm a king who rules over different planets. If you want, I can give you a whole planet of your own.
Onda se Bali Maharaj začudio za takav zahtjev, sami gospodin rekao, zašto samo 3 koraka, pa ja gospodarim tolikim planetama i mogu da ti dam celu planetu ako želiš, a ne samo 3 koraka.
But the Lord had just smiled and said, three steps are enough.
Ali gospodin se samo nasmešio i rekao, za mene su dovoljno samo tri koraka.
When Bali Maharaj agreed to give that charity, the Lord expanded his body and with one step he grew so large that with one step he just covered the whole planet on which this takes place.
I kada se svešnji gospodin koji ima moć da se ekspandira, kada je počeo da sprovodi svoje tri koraka, sa svojim prvim korakom je zakoračio preko cele planete na kojoj se nalazio.
And with the second step he covered the whole universe. He became so large we can't imagine even.
Sa svojim drugim korakom je zahvatio ceo univerzum, ne možete ni zamisliti koliko se proširio, koliko je veliki bio u tom trenutku gospodin.
And then he became angry.
A onda je postao ljut.
He arrested Bali Maharaj saying, you have promised me three steps of land, but with two I have taken everything already. And he arranged that he was bound in shackles.
I onda kaže, ja obratio se Bali Maharaj, rekao, ja sam ti tražio samo tri koraka, a već za dva koraka sam obuhvatio svu zemlju koja postoji. Prema tome, zarobio je Bali Maharaja i zavezao ga konacima lanca.
Can you imagine Bali Maharaj's distress?
Da li možete da zamislite situaciju i to uznemirenje u kojem se našao Bali Maharaj?
He had just lost everything which he had struggled for so hard.
On je upravo u tom trenutku izgubio sve zbog čega je toliko se puno borio u svome životu.
The Bhagavatam describes that Bali Maharaj became the ruler of this universe after very difficult battles and personal struggles, and now he had lost and everything in one second.
Opisano je u Bhagavatamu da je Bali Maharaj posle toliko puno borbi, kako ličnih, tako i bitaka koje je imao sa drugima, konačno osvojio ceo univerzum i našao se u ovoj situaciji gdje izgubi sve.
Can you imagine the situation to lose everything in your life?
Da li možete da zamislite situaciju života da izgubite sve u svome životu?
Most of us have not much, so there's not much to lose.
Mnogi od nas ni nemaju puno toga, pa ni nemaju šta da izgube.
But we know from the examples of people who had a lot and then lost a lot that they spent the last days in insane asylums because they could not cope or arrange with this loss of everything.
Ali ima situacija koja se dešava ljudima koji su zaista imali puno materijalnih obilja i da se desi situacija da izgube sve ili prosto ostatak života provedu kao u nekom polu ludom čutanju jer jednostavno ne mogu više pošto da izađu na kraj sa situacijom u kojoj su se našli nakon gubitka.
Not only had Bali Maharaj lost everything, but the Lord was still angry at him.
Ne samo da je izgubio sve, nego je još gospodin bio jako ljut na njega.
He had no mercy for God to turn to and get peace of mind.
On jednostavno nije imao sve milostivog gospodina kome se mogao obratiti da bi dobio smirenost svoga uma.
What was his reaction?
I koja je bila njegova reakcija?
His reaction was that he prayed to the Lord.
Njegova reakcija je bila da je on jednostavno počeo da moli gospodina.
My Lord, if it has pleased you to give me something and then take everything away, it is fine with me.
Meni je sve u redu, gospodine. Ako si ti uredio da ja dobijem sve i da sada izgubim sve,
and I have a surprise for you.
Ja imam iznenađenje za tebe.
There is a place where you can put your third step to.
Postoji mesto gdje možeš staviti svoj treći korak.
It is my own head because I'm a soul fully surrendered to you.
To je moja glava, gospodine, jer ja sam dušom potpuno predana tebi.
When the Lord heard this, he was so pleased with his servant.
Kad je gospodin čuo ovo, bio toliko zadovoljan sa svojim slugom.
He said, you are very dear to me. I will give you your own planet and I will come with you and will be always in your association in your own planet.
Gospodin je bio toliko zadovoljan sa Bali Maharajom da rekao da ću ti tvoju sopstvenu planetu i ja ću zajedno sa tobom otići i već ću boraviti na toj planeti, zajedno s tobom se družiti.
We hear from the scripture Bhagavatam that the planet the Lord chose to give Bali Maharaj was materially extremely opulent.
I možemo vidjeti Šrimad Bhagavatam da planeta koju je dobio Bali Maharaj od gospodina je zaista izuzetno puno materijalnih obilja.
It was more opulent than 50,000 Americas put together.
Ona je puna obilja da kad bi stavili jedno 50,000 Amerika zajedno, Ne može se porediti sa ovim koji ima balina
marača. Everything there was made of solid gold.
Sve tamo je bilo napravljeno čistog zlata.
And by the when the Lord personally agreed to stay with Bali Maharaj, that is, be present on that planet, he transformed this planet into actually a spiritual atmosphere planet, like a Vaikuntha planet.
Ono što je jako interesantno, da gospodin, pošto je odlučio da boravi na planeti zajedno sa Bali Maharajom, učinio je da se planeta na kojoj dobio Bali Maharaj transformira u potpuno Vaikuntha planetu.
This is such a wonderful story of a devotee who undergoes a severe test, he passes the test, and is rewarded by the Lord at the end.
Ovo je divna priča koja govori o tome kako je osoba stavljena u težak test, kako ga položi i na kraju kako bude nagrađena od samog gospodina.
And here comes the point, the Lord often puts devotees into these circumstances.
I ovdje je veoma važna poenta, a to je da shvatimo da gospodin često stavlja svoje bhakte u takvu situaciju.
Sometimes out of material attachment, the devotee is afraid to surrender fully to Krishna and make Krishna's plan his own plan.
Ono što se ponekad dešava u životu bhakte, da zbog svojih materijalnih vezanosti bhakta ima određeni strah da se preda gospodinu, ali jednostavno onda učini planove Krishna svojim planovima za tog straha.
We are weak persons.
Jer mi smo slabe osobe.
It is difficult to just say I become your instrument and I give up my selfish interest.
Jer jako je teško reći ja sam instrument u tvojim rukama i napustiti svoje sebične interese.
So in order to help the devotee to come to leave the material platform of the false ego and come to the transcendental platform, the Lord sometimes mercifully puts the devotee in a test.
I da bi se uzdigli iz tog materijalnog nivoa, Krishna ponekad svoje bhakte često stavlja u stvari u takve teške situacije i testove.
Some of us rebel against this.
Mnogi od nas se pobune protiv takve situacije.
I certainly do not want to come to spiritual life to lose everything materially.
Pomislim, nisam luda budem u duhovnom životu i da izgubim sve materijalne stvari.
Most of us come to spiritual life to become a little bit happier or more peaceful in their lives or just more fulfilled in general ways.
Jer mnogi od nas dođu i priključe se duhovnom životom da bi postali sretni ili smireni i da bi možda ostvarili ispunili sebi neke
želje. And then when we hear that the Lord has tests for his devotees, we become, what is this? I really did not plan on being tested by the Lord.
I onda kada čujemo da se bhakte mogu naći u tako teškim testovima,
But here comes a surprise. See, only from our ignorant perspective, tests are something difficult or maybe something negative.
Ali da vam kažem, ovdje postoji jedno rješenje, a to je da samo iz naše situacije koja je puna neznanja, ti testovi izgledaju kao teškoće i nešto što je negativno.
From a transcendental perspective, tests are absolutely wonderful.
Sa transcendentalnog nivoa, testovi su apsolutno potpuno predivni.
Because they help us get in shape.
Oni nam pomogu da se zapravo skockamo.
They help us to become to improve.
Da bi se sami unapredili.
They help us to become mature.
Da postanemo zreli.
Tests can help us to see something which previously we have not seen and understood.
Test nam može pomoći da vidimo nešto što pre toga niti smo mogli da vidimo, niti smo mogli da razumemo.
I would like to give you three examples which can help us understand how from the spiritual perspective tests and challenges and hard times even in spiritual life are very much welcome.
E sada ću vam dati tri primjera pomoću kojih želim da vam ilustrujem koliko testovi, teški trenuci i uopće takvi izazovi u našem životu mogu zaista biti nešto jako važno.
Yes. Imagine a child who just wants to play.
Zamislite dete koje jednostavno samo želi da se igra.
I think all of us were at one stage in our life like this.
Ja mislim da je svako od nas bar u jednom periodu svoga života bio tako.
Sometimes the father says, now you can't play, you have to go to school. And we just don't want to go to the boring school.
Jer ponekad dok smo mali i dođe nam otac i kaže, pa ne možeš više da igraš, sad moraš da ideš u školu, a mi ne volimo da idemo u dosadnu školu.
Srila Prabhupada describes from his own life that his father had to hire one man whose duty was just to bring this unwilling child to the school to learn.
I opisuje se u životu Šila Prabhupada da je otac Šila Prabhupada morao posebno da iznajmi jednu osobu, jednog čovjeka koji se brinuo o Šila Prabhupada koji nikako nije želeo da ide u školu, da ga otprati do škole da vidi da će ući u školu i obrnuto. Mislim, najvažnije je bilo da uđe u školu.
So later it turns out that such a difficult situation is good for the child. He learns languages, he learns to express himself, he learns to read and to write, which are very useful for his life.
Ali kasnije možemo vidjeti da se u životu svakoga pokaže, bez obzira što to je jedna teška situacija za dete, pokaže se nešto veoma korisno, zato što osoba nauči jezike, nauči da piše, da se izražava, da govori, da jednostavno dobije sve ono što je potrebno za život.
Yes. Let me give you another example of how a hard or difficult situation can be for your benefit.
Dam još jedan primjer kako teška situacija može biti za vašu dobrobit.
Sometimes, especially when you get older, or when you're tired or generally a little weak, your eyes become weak and blurry.
Na primjer, u situaciji kada postanemo malo stari, umorni od života, kada nam je dosta svega, kada naše oči postanu slabije, ne možemo tako dobro da vidimo kao pre.
You can't see very nicely any longer.
Ne možemo više da vidimo fino kao pre.
In Ayurvedic medicine, in Ayurveda at that time, they apply a certain ointment to the rim of the eyes, the eyelids, which is extremely biting. It really goes... But it helps you to see very, very clearly.
U tim trenucima Ayurveda preporučuje nam poseban lek koji stavljate ovdje na ivicu svoga kapka koji je zaista jako peče kad ga stavite u oči iako je veoma delotvoran.
So after this heavy treatment you can see very nicely as if the world is made of glass.
Nakon teškog tretmana možete ponovo veoma jasno vidjeti svet kao da je napravljen od stakla.
Yes. A third example is the fire which you apply when you want to win gold, to extract gold.
Treći primjer je vatra koja je veoma važna kada pročišćujemo zlato.
Gold is usually mixed with iron and then you melt it, and because each substance, gold and iron, melts at a different temperature, you can separate the gold from the iron by melting.
I pomoću vatre, topeći zlato, pošto zlato u izvornom obliku nije čisto pomešano sa gvožđem, i pošto ima različitu temperaturu topljenja, kada zagrevamo zlato, dolazi do razdvajanja prirodnog gvožđa i zlata i zlato postaje čisto.
Yeah. The first example was, these three examples give very nice lessons to us.
Ove tri primjera nam mogu dati veoma dobru lekciju.
The first example was about discipline, which is helpful to make us that we can learn something.
Prva lekcija je disciplina pomoću koje možemo nešto naučiti.
I think our Yashna also knows about this. To learn to play violin like she does, very much discipline is necessary.
Kao što naša Jasna sigurno zna, ako želi da nauči dobro da svira violin, zaista je potrebno veoma puno discipline da bi to napravio.
The second example is that even something which can be like, which is almost similar to pain, can help us see better.
Drugi primjer je da nešto što je skoro zapravo jako bolno može učiniti da mnogo bolje vidimo.
And the third example is how extreme heat separates the essential from the unessential.
I treći primjer je kako izuzetno visoka temperatura može esenciju odvojiti od neesencije.
So when there is a test in spiritual life, one of the three factors usually helps the devotee to come to improve in character and in his spiritual life and in his insight.
I kada se bhakta nađe u teškoj situaciji u testu, ove tri stvari mogu nam pomoći da se zapravo unapredimo u toj teškoj situaciji.
Either the devotee learns that I must apply a little bit discipline in my spiritual life. I cannot be so slabby.
I osoba bhakta može zaključiti pod broj 1, moram postati disciplinovaniji u svom životu, ne mogu biti tako slab.
Or the devotee, when he is tested, begins to see the world in a different way and see things which previously he has overseen.
Ili drugi primjer, test nam može učiniti da počnemo da vidimo stvari na način na koje nismo vidjeli tada, zapravo smo previđali iste te stvari u našem životu.
For instance, he may discover some personal character weaknesses which he has to work on.
Može pronaći neke slabosti u svom karakteru na kojima treba da radi.
Or he sees after the test who are his real friends.
Ili nakon testa može da sazna ko su mu pravi prijatelji.
Or maybe he sees what is really essential in his spiritual life.
Ili može saznati šta je ono suštinske važnosti za njegov duhovni život.
The last example is that some heat is applied by the Lord so that the unessential things go away.
A posljednja stvar je i to da je potrebna određena količina toplote, vreline u našem životu da bi neesencijalne, nesuštinske stvari otpale iz našeg
života. Sometimes these hard moments can be so difficult that you almost feel like being in a fire.
I mogu biti to tako teške situacije da se možete osjećati da se nalazite u sred vatre.
Maybe your devotee friends turn against you.
Možda su prijatelji bhakta okrenu protiv vas.
Maybe you are disappointed by the religious institutions which you joined, thinking naively it would be the kingdom of God.
Ili se možda razočarate sa religioznom organizacijom kojoj ste pristupili misleći da ćete tu naći odmah kraljestvo Boga.
But maybe in your life you just became too comfortable and taking everything in your spiritual life too granted, and you really did not practice any longer with strong determination.
Ili šta može da se desi, da jednostavno smo previše leženi u duhovnom životu i sve prihvatamo sa potpunom garancijom da ćemo dobiti za uzvrat, jednostavno ne praktikujemo duhovni život na najbolji način.
Yes. I think the tests which the devotees underwent in Serbia, they are examples of all the three things.
Ja mislim da sve različite testove koje bhakte ovdje u Srbiji prolaze su primjeri svih ovih tri navedena situacije.
Our movement was expanding quite quickly in Serbia.
Naš pokret se ovdje u Srbiji veoma brzo razvijao.
And we acquired a beautiful house in Šuštendilska.
U to vrijeme smo dobili tako divnu kuću u Šuštendilskoj.
But somehow in our spiritual practice we became a little slack. Slack means a little weak.
Ali s druge strane mi smo jednostavno u svom duhovnom životu bili pomalo slabi.
Maybe we became too comfortable.
Ili smo možda postali previše ležerni.
Maybe we forgot Krishna in our big house.
Možda smo u našoj velikoj kući zaboravili Krishnu.
Maybe with all the success in the TV and in the radio and so on and so forth, we did not no longer consider our own purification as the most essential.
I možda smo uprkos velikim uspjesima na televiziji, na radiju i svuda zaboravili jednu jako važnu stvar, a da je to naše lično pročišćenje od najvažnije stvari u našem duhovnom životu.
I'm saying maybe because it is really for every individual differently. You can't make a generalization.
Ja kažem možda zašto? Zato što ipak je to slučaj od svake osobe, ne mogu da napravim neku generalnu situaciju, ali prilike to je to.
Find out where you were tested.
Pronađite sami u kom ste vi trenutku bili testirani.
Find out what you had to learn.
Pronađite sami šta vi sami treba da naučite.
See, when you pass the test, something wonderful happens.
I kad položite test, nešto će se predivno desiti.
When the Lord sees that a devotee remains determined to serve him, even after having undergone discipline and eye vision treatment, and as treatment was essential in the life, what is unessential, even if the devotee still continues to glorify Krishna afterwards, he is so satisfied.
Jer ako Bhakta, prošavši kroz taj test, tako što postane disciplinovaniji, tako što odbaci nesuštinske stvari iz svoga života zato i uspe da se izbori, onda zaista može nešto predivno da se desi u njegovom životu.
When a devotee continues to serve Krishna, even after having gone through hard moments, the Lord is convinced, this is a real devotee.
I kada Bhakta zaista posle svih tih teških trenutaka nastavi, uprkos svemu tome da služi gospodina, onda gospodin kaže,
yes, the Lord said, I accept him as my own. He is a member of the family now. And he is prepared, he's so pleased, he's prepared to give himself to such a devotee. See, and then the devotee is dancing in ecstasy. Thank you, I did not understand why you tested me so severely, but now I understand it was necessary to make a proper devotee out of me.
I onda tako Bhakta počne da pleže u ekstazi i kaže, hvala ti Krishna. Nisam shvatio zašto si me stavljao u sve takve teške situacije. Jednostavno si hteo od mene da napraviš pravu bhaktu.
At first the Lord's dealings appear difficult or even hard.
I prvo što treba da gospodin se prvo manifestuje tako kroz teške situacije.
Yeah, even hard, or difficult and hard. But then you understand, oh, it was his milosti.
Ali onda shvatite posle te teške situacije, to je bila njegova milost.
Yes. When Bali Maharaj was tested like this, when the Lord said angrily to him, I have taken everything away with two steps, but you have given me three steps. Where is the third step?
Vidite u kakvoj se situaciji nalazio Bali Maharaj. Gospodin je rekao, hoću tri koraka, napravio sam dva i gde da stavim treći korak? Bio je jako ljut na njega.
At that time the Lord was cheerful.
I u tom trenutku gospodin bio
Bali Maharaj was cheerful. Yes. Cheerful.
Bali Maharaj u toj trenutku u stvari bio jako radostan u svome srcu.
Yes, radostan u svome srcu. Yes. He smiled.
On se smešio zaista.
Because he knew the Lord is testing him.
Jer je znao, gospodin je testio.
He wants to teach him a point.
Želi da ga nauči point u životu.
And he immediately understood.
I on je to odmah shvatio.
He said, my Lord, dobro, but don't become impatient. The third step goes to me. I am your surrendered servant.
I onda mu je Bali Maharaj rekao, dobro, budi, sačekaj malo za ime, budi ime strpljenja, sve u redu. Ja imam rešenje za treći korak, ja sam duša predana tebi, možeš staviti treći korak na mene.
He remained fixed in devotional service.
On je ostao potpuno fiksiran u predanom služenju, temeljen.
The sunshine bhakta is of a different nature.
Sunshine bhakta.
Yeah, who's sunshine
bhakta? Sunshine bhakta.
Sun,
like a slang.
Sunshine.
Aha. Bhakta, koji se slangu zove sunshine bhakta ili sunčani bhakta.
Yeah, sunshine bhakta means only when the sun shines. In other words, everything is dobro, nice clothes, nice novats to buy everything, a nice car, a nice moosh, and so on. Then he is a nice genya. Then he is then he is somewhat externally like a devotee.
Jer šta znači taj sunshine bhakta, sunčani bhakta? Znači bhakta koji je bhakta kada je sve dobro, kada su tu pare, kada su tu, tu muž, žena, novac, sve ono što nas spolja čini.
Good zari, good doti, silk doti,
svileni doti,
lots of hair for a powerful seeker.
Puno kosti za moćnu siku.
And physical beauty.
Normalno fizička lepota.
Yes, and all these things. Then, but the Lord sometimes says, "Oh, let no, but now I will test you."
I gospodin kaže, u redu je to, ali sada ću ja da te testiram.
Are you only in Krishna consciousness because of the nice material things?
Da li si ti u svesnosti Krishna samo zato što si dobio lepe materijalne stvari?
Don't you know that one day you will lose anything, everything, with the moment of death?
Ali si zaboravio da ćeš u trenutku smrti i onako izgubiti sve.
Now I will take everything so that you are prepared.
Sada ću ti uzeti sve tako da te mogu pripremiti. Taj trenutak.
That you know that it is that it is for spiritual treasures that you have joined, not for material treasures.
Da bi znao, da bi se prisjetio, zašto si se pridružio ovdje, zbog duhovnog blaga, ne materijalnog.
Yes. Jiva Goswami gives a very nice example for a devotee who is prepared to be a devotee even in hard moments.
Jiva Goswami daje razivan primjer o bhakti koji je spreman da ostane bhakta čak i u teškim trenucima.
He gives the example of a man who leaves his comfortable village to go out into the world to gain treasures for his wife and his son.
Da je primjer osobe koja napušta svoje selo i odlazi u veliki grad da bi zaradio ono što je potrebno za izdržavanje njegove porodice.
The man has to go through jungles and maybe fight with wild animals.
Osoba da bi došla do svega toga mora možda proći kroz džunglu i boriti se sa divljim životinjama.
He has to dig in unknown places to find some jewels under the earth.
Možda mora da kopa na nekim mestima da bi ispod zemlje našao blago.
His clothes are ripped by thorns.
Njegovo odeće je uvek iscepano zbog trnja kroz koje prolazi.
But he is cheerful because he knows I will bring this to my wife and my little son and my son will drink good milk every day.
Ali on je sretan u svom srcu zato što zna ja ovo sve radim da bi doneo sve to moje ženi, mom malom sinu koji će popiti ovu mleku koju ću ja doneti njemu.
My wife will have nice food and will be happy in a good house.
I moja će žena biti sretna i zadovoljna u svojoj dobroj kući i sve što je treba.
He's prepared to undergo these difficulties out of love.
On je jednostavno spreman da prođe kroz sve te teškoće zbog ljubavi.
This is also the mood or attitude of a devotee.
To je raspoloženje i bhakti.
He knows I'm in this world which is temporary and I'm only here for a few years.
Bhakta zna, ja sam u ovom materijalnom svetu koji je prolazan, ja sam privremeno ovdje za nekoliko godina u ovom svetu.
I will do my service as good as possible.
Ja ću da radim svoju službu što je bolje moguće.
I don't mind if somehow I have to be shaped like gold by the heat of difficult circumstances.
I ne marim ako ću morati biti zagrevan kao zlato u različitim teškim trenucima radi pročišćenja.
In the moment the Lord sees such an attitude in his devotee, oh, he gives him all the snaga necessary to go through these difficult tests.
I kada Gospodin vidi takav stav u srcu bhakte, onda mu on da svu snagu da prođe kroz te takve teške testove.
And one day he will say, all right, you have done enough now.
I onda će Gospodin jednog dana reći, u redu, uradio si dovoljno.
Come back home to Godhead.
Dođi, vrati se kući nazad.
See, only from our ignorant perspective, these tests are difficult and hard. Even sometimes we think, how cruel that this happens to me.
Jer samo kroz našu situaciju koja je puna neznanja, mi možemo misliti kako je to okrutno to što mi se dešava.
But this is only an ignorant perspective.
Ali to je samo jedna perspektiva osobe koja ne zna.
In this world, unfortunately, we the spiritual souls are covered with illusion.
Jer mi u ovom materijalnom svetu kao duhovne duše smo prekriveni iluzijom.
There is so many faults in us.
Jer postoji toliko puno grešaka u nama samim.
Greed and
pohlepa.
And we are full of diplomatic behavior to get always our profit in every dealing and every situation.
Oni smo diplomatskog ponašanja da bi dobili u odnosima sa ljudima ono što nam treba.
We are not happy if others are well situated, but we become envious.
Nismo baš sretni kad su drugi lepo situirani, postanemo zavidni.
We are not only full of spiritual qualities, my dear devotees. I think you have also analyzed your heart and seen some things by
now. Moji bhakte, baš nismo puni obilja u smislu bhaktinskih odlika. Mislim da ste to i sami realizovali u svom životu.
Yes, sometimes so these things need to go.
Jer takve stvari treba da odu.
If you want to have the pure gold, the iron needs to go.
Jer ako hoćemo čisto zlato, gvožđe mora da ode iz.
If you want to see clearly, the eye has to be trained. Ako hoćemo
jasno da vidimo oči, moramo da lečimo.
If you want to read and write, you have to learn the art of ABCD and so on.
Ako hoćemo da znamo da čitamo i pišemo, moramo da naučimo pravila koje počinju od A, B, C.
Yes. So these tests are Krishna's milost.
Ovi testovi su svi Krishnina milost.
And again, the attitude at that time is so important.
I ono što želim da kažem, stav je ono što je najvažnije u tim trenucima u životu.
The attitude of the devotee should be all right, now it's coming.
Kakav treba stav da bude bar u takvoj situaciji?
I have heard, yeah.
Dolazi to.
I have heard about it from the scriptures.
Čuo sam već o tome iz svetih spisa.
I have seen it in Prabhupada's own example.
Video sam to u ličnom primjeru Šrila Prabhupada.
Yes, I have heard it from the devotees.
Također sam čuo i drugih bhakta.
And he will not run away when the test comes.
Takav bhakta neće pobeći kad test dođe.
He will say, all right, now I have to be disciplined a little bit.
Kaže bhakta, u tom trenutku sada moram postati disciplinovan.
I have to take shelter at the Lord's lotus feet.
Moram da uzem utočište u lotus svojim stopovima, gospodine.
I have to protect myself by having a mature spiritual practice.
I moram da se zaštitim tako što ću početi zrelije da praktikujem vrednom služenje.
The simple thing is I have to now remember Krishna more.
Jednostavna stvar, od sada moram više da se sećam Krishne.
Yeah. I have to take shelter at Krishna more.
Moram da uzem utočište Krishne više nego pre.
And then the Lord will give all the necessary strength.
I onda će Gospodin da nam da svu potrebnu snagu.
Believe me, my dear devotees, toj to, this is the fact.
Verujte mi, dragi moji bhakte, to je činjenica, to je to.
I think some of you know what I'm talking about.
Ja mislim da mnogi od vas znaju o čemu ja pričam.
Others are maybe a little afraid.
Mnogi su možda malo uplašeni.
No need to be afraid.
Ali nema potrebe da budete uplašeni.
You will get all the strengths when this moment come, provided you still surrender to Krishna.
Dobit ćete svu snagu koja je potrebna da bi se predali Krishna tim.
And after the test you will say thank you, it was absolutely necessary.
I onda nakon testa ćete reći hvala, bilo je neophodno.
Sometimes even during the test you begin to understand, oh yes, oh yes, it was necessary.
I još za vreme testa ponekad realizujete, oh yes, stvarno je bilo neophodno.
Yeah, yeah. See, I was yesterday very, very pleased happy by our little program.
Juče sam bio veoma zadovoljan i sretan sa našim malim programom.
Because I have seen devotees who have gone through the test and they have still remained active in this in serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada.
Zato što sam vidio toliko bhakta koji su prošli kroz te testove još uvijek služe misiji gospodine Chaitanya.
You all have maybe here a grey hair and there a grey hair because of the tests.
Možda ste dobili tu i tu po neku sedu zbog testova.
Some of you are looking a little bit older and neki, more mature.
Neki izgledaju stariji, zapravo rečeno zreliji.
Please, no. Only if you go through these tests, you will go back to Godhead.
Ali da vam kažem, samo ako prođete te testove, možete se vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
We are on the right way.
Mi smo na pravom putu.
Yes. We have survived the bombs.
Mi smo preživjeli bombe.
And I mean it in an analogical way, not necessarily in a political way.
Mislim da sam o jednom vrsti analogije, ne samo politički, yeah. Da mislim ove bombe zapravo, yeah, nego yeah, bombe u analogiji.
Yeah. There can be bombs in our life also.
Jer mogu biti bombe u našem sobstvenom srcu i životu.
Okay, thank you very much for listening to this.
Hvala vam puno što ste slušali lekcije.
I thought my first lecture in Serbia should be about this subject because I feel it is very relevant.
Ja mislim da je zaista relevantno da je tema moje prve lekcije u Srbiji bila ova.
Do you have questions regarding this subject matter?
Da li imate pitanja povezano sa ovom temom?
You know, becoming purified by heart moments or by tests.
Kako smo možda prošli kroz sve te teške trenutke, pročistili se u radostnim momentima. sve ostalo, da, razumem.
Da je to previše strogo, da treba smisliti neke standarde, da treba gledati sasvim normalno, da ne kaže da je to previše strogo.
Ono što je bilo pre, šta?
Da, da, pa mislim...
Ovo što je dao kao rješenje za testove, šta? Ne razumijem pojentu, moraš ja...
Ne, ne, ono što je bilo pre, znači,
aha, aha.
Ovo je radno.
Znači, da, 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 i da, je stan, da.
Znači, možemo da vidimo da ono, mi praktično po ovome treba da budemo stroži nego što smo do sada.
Bili pre, da.
Da, a praktično praktično vidimo da idemo po obliđan manjeg odbora.
Da.
I da pokušavamo da nađem izgledo da je znači nešto je suviše otkizno zbog.
Da, da. E, sad šta je pitanje?
E, sad, znači pitanje je ovaj, s obzirom da se ovo, kako našem pravdu da kažem, da mi gledamo suprot od ovoga što rekao, znači postoji ta tendencija,
da.
To nam izgleda normalno. Znači, sasvim prirodno, logično razmišljajući, trebalo bi da se snizamo da su neki standardi, trebalo malo prizijenje da se gledaju, da to izgleda logično.
Ali?
Ali u kompisu s ovim što ono rekao, sad kako da mi...
Šta, tako da se izbalansiramo u toj situaciji, tako da se postavimo u ovoj novo stvorenoj situaciji.
Logičnost je da je nešto...
Ok, razumela sam. Ok. You mentioned actually a solution how we can survive during the, all these tests to be more disciplined like this, all these points.
Mm-hmm.
But in practical life, what we can experience is actually that logically we make a conclusion that actually we can make our standards a little bit, you know.
You will never see.
Ako ne ličiš svoje oči zato što je tretman malo bolan, onda opet nećemo nikad moći ponovo da vidimo.
Or if you take the gold which is mixed with iron out of the fire, you will never get gold.
I ako ne izvadiš zlato iz vatre koje je pomešano sa gvožđem, nikad nećeš imati čisto zlato.
So my first point is in a similar way we have to continue with our devotional service even in hard moments.
Tako da je moja poenta da čak i u teškim trenucima treba da nastavimo sa predanim služenjem.
I would like to give a second point, however.
Ali želim da dam i ovu drugu poentu.
That is, in order to remain fixed in devotional service, we do have to find our proper situation in life.
Da bi nastavili kontinuirano sa predanim služenjem, moramo naći svoje pravo mesto u okviru tog duhovnog života.
In other words, we have to fight in a situation where we are strong.
Drugim rečima, moramo da nađemo se u situaciji u kojoj se osjećamo jako, snažno.
Yes. So, devotees who say, oh, let we couldn't make it previously, let us now and the solution is to reduce spiritual standards. They mix or they mistake two points.
Jer bakta koji razmišlja na takav način, pošto nisam uspeo pre, pa ajde sad sve da smanjim standarde i sve ostalo, on zapravo brka dve osnovne pointe.
Yes. Their discontent does not come because of wrong of spiritual life. The discontent comes only because they have not properly situated themselves in their lives.
Jer osobe se nisu našle u teškoj situaciji zato što je sleđenje tih stvari loše, nego zato što nisu našli svoje pravilno mesto u okviru duhovnog života.
Yes. Sometimes devotees say, well, I suffered in the past, therefore let me stop to chant.
Neke osobe misle, ha, pošto sam patio u prošlosti, ja da prestanem da mantram.
But the question is, did you suffer because of chanting, or did you maybe suffer because you were not properly situated, your activity was, you lived with 50 people in one small room and had no private atmosphere.
Ali možemo postaviti sasvim logično pitanje, čekaj, da li si ti patio zbog toga što si mantro ili jednostavno si živao u jednoj neprimjerenoj situaciji sa 50 bakta u jednoj maloj sobi bez imalo privatnosti?
See, we had in the past a little naive concept that by putting everyone together in a social pressure cooker, that means a temple atmosphere, and everyone would prosper very nicely.
Mi smo imali pomalo jednu naivnu koncepciju života pre, misleći da ako u ekspres lonac društvenog života strpamo sve unutra, da ćemo na takav način moći da postignemo određene stvari.
Some devotees were feeling very that this I cannot find my place and see my place in this.
Mnogi bhakti su se isto sa strane osjećali na način da ja ne mogu sebe da nađem uopšte u takvoj situaciji.
So change your situation, don't change the wonderful Krishna consciousness.
Drugim rečima, promeni svoju sopstvenu situaciju, a ne predivnu svesnost Krishne.
It's a very good question, thank you, because it is very relevant to today's.
Hvala ti puno za ovo pitanje, zato što je veoma relevantno za situaciju današnje i kako se mi nalazimo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. I cannot see you there, but I know there is a hand here. Yeah. Is it? Yes?
Jasna.
Yes, I can't see you. Yes.
Samo budi glasna, jako te teško čujem ovo. She's mentioning that actually for her situation is like this, for example. She's always in the same position in a way that she's always in the same test and always she's weak and she cannot pass the test. So she wants to learn something how actually finally to pass the test, because she's always in old and the same tests and she's always, you know, weak. So she's asking for advice how to finally pass some old tests and to proceed with devotional service.
I would suggest, Yashna, that in private, this is not for the public, you tell me exactly what the situation is, and then I can give you a detailed answer, because here we can't give general solutions.
Da li si shvatila si pointu? On kaže da za tvoju situaciju reći ćeš to ovi, prišlično za njih. Nemoj da bežiš sad iz testa. It was something, I mean, I just mentioned something because yesterday evening we spoke about these things.
Yeah.
And now you gave same answer like this.
It must be discussed personally.
Yes, yes. And she catches the point. I said, don't escape from a test now because she wants to get a general answer. But she actually needs personal. Yes, it doesn't work. Yes.
Yes. Personalni, personalni, this is personalni.
Za one koji nisu možda uhvatili point, ona je postavila pitanje i Maharaj je rekao da treba da dobije lični odgovor, zato što smatra da mora da zna detalje u vezi njene lične situacije, onda sam ja rekao da smo mi pričale prethodnu noć o nekim stvarima i da je sada veoma jasno ovo što je Maharaj rekao, tako da je se to postavilo i stavio.
But I, in general I can say, very often we come, the Lord wants something of us, and we don't follow that what he wants.
Generalno mogu da kažem jednu stvar, da određene stvari Krishna želi od nas, a mi non stop to ne želimo da prihvatimo.
And we always bang against the same wall which the Lord has said but put before us, but we just don't want to follow or don't understand.
Jer uvek se nađemo ispred istog zida koji Krishna postavi ispred nas, a mi jednostavno ne želimo da prevazićemo te stvari, ne želimo da sledimo ono što Krishna daje kao rešenje.
In Germany I have given a seminar called The Higher Connection, which is all about coming in contact with the super soul and hearing what Paramatma personally directs you to
ono radi u Nemačkoj, dao sam jedan seminar koji govori o tom višem stepenu povezanosti u našem srcu, tako da počnemo da učimo na koji način možemo da dobijemo direktno uputstvo od Paramatme za naš sopstveni život.
And devotees have asked me, but how do you know that what comes is the inner voice and not the voice of the mind?
Ali ono što su me prirodno bhakti pitali, kako mi možemo da znamo da ovaj unutrašnji glas koji nam se javlja u srcu nije glas našeg uma, a da li je glas Krishna, kako to da prepoznamo?
Yes. And I have given the answer, you will know if it is Krishna, that if you don't do what he wants, you will be in difficulty.
Znaćete da li je to Krishna, ali ako to ne uradite, onda ćete biti u teškoći.
Let me give you the example from the Bible of Jonas.
Da vam dam primjer iz iz Biblije, primjer, kako se kod nas to kaže, kroz Sveti Jovana, tako? John, to je Ivan ili šta, kako ne znam, brkam hrišćan, katoličke i pravoslavne. Jovan je u pravoslavnom, a Ivan je u katoličkom. Because they have different names in Orthodox and Catholic.
Yes. So, the Lord wanted him to go to Nineveh and preach there.
A gospodin, mislim, Isus Hrist je želeo od njega da ide u Nineveh i da tamo propoveda.
Not Jesus Christ, God.
A
God, yes.
Bog je želeo od njega da ide tamo propoveda.
But that was very risky to be a preacher in those times. People were just so intolerant. They would sometimes hurt or even make martyrs out of the preacher.
Ali to vreme, to mesto je bilo zaista toliko opasno za propovedanje da jednostavno moglo neko da vas povredi ili bukvalno i da vas ubije zbog toga što dolazite da se povedate ovo.
So Jonah said, no, no, I'm not going.
Jonah je rekao, ne, 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 ja ne idem.
But again he dreams and he heard the voice and it was very clear what God wanted of him.
Ali onda je i dalje nastaje da čuje različite glasove, da sanja određene snove koji su bili očigledni da je to uputstvo koje gospodin želi da njemu da.
So finally Jonah said, this is too much, and he ran away.
Ali konačno on jednostavno misle, ovo je previše i pobegao je.
He went to the coast and went into the ship and then wanted to sail in a total different country.
Otiše na obalu, htio da uzme brod i potpuno da otplovi na drugo mesto, drugu zemlju.
Yes. And then all of a sudden a terrible storm started to push against the wind.
I onda šta se desilo kad je on ušao taj čamac i želeo da pobrne, užasna oluja krenula koja je potpuno počela da se suprotstavlja brodu koji je želeo da plovi more.
But Jonas was going down and he demonstratively laid himself down to rest.
Ali on je jednostavno demonstrativno odbijao to da prizna i legao u brod i pokušavao da se odmara u toj situaciji.
He really didn't want to go.
On zaista nije želeo da ide tamo.
Finally the boat people said, the storm is so heavy, this boat is going to sink in the ocean.
I onda su ovi koji su vozili brod rekli, čekaj, ovo je užasno i sigurno ćemo se potopiti, ne možemo da
ide. Then Jonah said, uredno.
Before
this, I'm going. And he said to the boat people, the only way to survive this storm is if you throw me into the ocean, because he wants me to go to Nineveh.
Jedini način da preživimo ovu oluju da mene lično bacite u okean, jer on hoće da idemo u Nineveh.
There was the sea people boat people, they saw that this is a very new way to avoid storms. 1, 2, 3
I onda su ovi što su vozili brod, čamac, misli su po veoma čudan način da izbjegnemo celu ovu oluju, šta je tu je, 1, 2, 3 i onda bacili su ga.
And then they had bacate him immediately at that moment. God took away the storm. It was peaceful.
I zaista, u tom trenutku kad su ga bacili u vodu, istog trenutka gospodin je zaustavio ovo.
And they looked, well, where is Jonas? Now we can save him.
I onda su gledali gde je on, pa daj da ga spasimo nekako.
But he had disappeared.
Ali on je nestao.
What had happened?
Šta se desilo?
A whale had come, swallowed him.
Whale fish.
Big fish. Like save the whales.
Šta je to? Kit, ne znam da li ajko ili kit. Yeah. Kit je došao i progutao ga je.
And for 3 days he was in the stomach of the whale. Yes.
I onda je 3 dana bio u stomaku kita.
There was enough air, no problem.
Bilo je dovoljno vazduha, nije bilo problema unutra.
And after 3 days the whale came to the coast, spit him out on the coast, bang.
I nakon 3 dana kit je došao na obalu i ispljunuo ga napolje.
Yes, and then he went on the coast and he asked the first person, where are we?
I onda kada si došao k sebi, prvu osobu ga vidio, rekao, ej, gdje se ja to nalazim?
Oh, you don't know, this is Nineveh.
Zar ne znaš po toj Nineveh?
So, he understood.
I onda je shvatio.
Yes, this is what is there when you have an inspiration or an instruction of Krishna and you know you should do it.
I zato kada dobijete inspiraciju
no, and you, maybe you don't know that you should do it.
I kada dobijete tu inspiraciju ili instrukciju od Krišne, ne znate da li to treba da uradite.
Maybe you think, well, this is just what the others say or what my mind says.
I pomislite, to samo drugi kažu da ja treba da radim ili moj um meni kaže.
You're not yet sure or you don't want to be sure.
niste sigurni ili zapravo ne želite da budete sigurni.
And then Krishna makes life tough for you.
Onda će Krishna da učini život teškim.
Until you finally surrender.
Sve do trenutka kada se konačno predate.
And then you will find out you are in Ninive.
I onda ćemo shvatiti konačno se nalazimo u Ninive.
It's an interesting answer, isn't it?
Interesantan odgovor, zar ne?
I think the older devotees who have for quite some time in Krishna consciousness, they know what I'm talking about.
Bhakti koji su malo duže svesnosti Krishna znam da sigurno znaju o čemu ja ovo govorim.
But also the young devotees.
Ali također i mladi bhakti.
Like I know he is one amongst us is one young devotee who knows Krishna consciousness since 7 years. And struggled since 7 years. Should I surrender? Should I become a devotee? Oh, I have so many interests still. And finally, after 7 years, their life didn't really work out the way one wanted to plan it. One understands. Maybe the Krishna wants something else. He wants me to surrender.
Znam jednog bhakta ovdje koji već 7 godina pokušava da se preda Krishna, odnosno pokušava da izbjegne da se preda Krishna. Ima različite planove u svome životu. Mislim, možda to nije rješenje za mene. Konačno je došao do zaključka šta treba da uradi.
And you will say, see, the moment you do it, it is wonderful. It works wonderful.
I vidjet ćete u tom trenutku kad shvatite da to trebate da uradite, isto tog trenutka sve postane predivno u vašem životu.
Once there was a devotee who came, who said to Prabhupada, what should I do, Srila Prabhupada? I'm prepared to do anything you tell me.
Bio je jedan bhakta koji je došao kod Srila Prabhupada i rekao, Srila Prabhupada, ja sam spreman da uradim sve za tebe, šta da uradim?
And Srila Prabhupada said, well, Lord Chaitanya's mission is not yet established in China. Please go to China.
Misija gospodina Chaitanya još uvijek nije proširena u Kini, zato molim te, otiđi u Kinu.
This devotee was from America and thought Kini was really out of question.
Mislim, taj bhakta iz Amerike tamo je propovedao, mislim, Kina je bila potpuno ludilo da bi se išlo u to vreme da se propovedao.
So he said to Prabhupada, you might as well send me to the moon.
Srila Prabhupada, možda bolje da me pošalješ na mesec.
So then the life became difficult for him.
Ali onda je teško, njegov život postao.
He tried many things.
Pokušao je mnoge stvari.
But everything did not, nothing worked out the way he wanted. Finally, he went to Kine.
I konačno otišao u Kinu.
Yes, and then wonderful things started to happen in his life.
I onda su predivne stvari, čudesne počele da se dešavaju u njegovom životu.
I'm sure every one of you has a Kine. In his life.
Ja mislim da je svako imao taj trenutak kada mora da ode u Kinu u svom životu.
And you want to do anything else than go to Kina.
I želeli bi da uradite bilo šta drugo samo da ne idete u Kinu.
But you have so much difficulties in trying to avoid that.
Ali onda ste toliko počeli da imate teškoće u svom životu da ste pokušali da izbjegnete odlazak u Kinu.
Why don't you try to make a few steps towards Kino?
Ali pokušajte bar da napravite par koraka prema Kini.
And see what happens.
I vidite šta će se desiti.
You don't need to immediately maybe jump to China. This is too difficult. But a few steps you can do.
Možda ne morate istog trenutka skočiti do same Kine, ali bar napravite par koraka u tom pravcu.
Yes.
Samo glasnijem, izvini, molim. To improve this. He is asking about possibility how to improve that discipline which you mentioned during the lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Including the test.
You can actually only improve discipline for and maintain discipline when you have improved your ukost, your taste in spiritual life.
Da održimo i da unapredimo disciplinu u duhovnom životu možemo jedino ako imamo ukus za isti taj duhovni život.
Otherwise it's just discipline. Krishna consciousness doesn't mean disciplinary torture.
Jer sa mislim svesnost Krishna nije disciplinska tortura.
You must find out how you can improve your taste, and then discipline will not be discipline for you.
Ti moraš da nađeš način kako da razviješ ukus za određene stvari, onda disciplina neće biti nešto što je disciplina, znači priroda.
It may be difficult for you to sit peacefully on one place, but if you can sit, but if you can eat, and you don't even think that you are for already half an hour at one place.
Može za nekoga veoma teško da mirno sedi, ali ako počne da jede prasada, jednostavno će zaboraviti da već pola sata sedi veoma mirno dok šalje prasada.
You have a higher taste.
Jer imaš viši ukus.
My dear devotees, I want to stop here.
Dragi moji bhakti, htjeli bi da stanemo ovdje.
Because we have already our next program in 3 hours in Novi Sad. We need to travel there.
Za 3 sata imamo naš program u Novom Sadu, mi moramo da putujemo do tamo.
You need to take midday prasadam to be strong.
Prasadam popodnevni.
And maybe you need to take a little rest.
Ili malo da se možda odmorite.
Yes. So if you still have questions on the subject matter, keep them in your mind or write them down, and next time when we meet we can continue with this question.
Ako neki od vas imaju pitanje u vezi ove teme, trebate da zadržite to svoje pitanje ili da ga zapišete, i onda kad se sretnemo sljedeći put ovih dana možemo razgovarati o tome.
But thank you very much for listening to this, and please take it to your heart. Think Hvala. About it.
Hvala vam puno što ste ovo slušali. Molim vas, zadržite to u svome srcu i duboko razmislite o svemu tamo.
Yeah, think deeply about it.
Duboko razmislite o tome.
What could it mean for you?
Šta to može značiti za vas sami?
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Srila Sachinanda Maharaja ki jai.